cabinet has approved the construction of the Tanzania Zambia pipeline and the Namibia Zambia refined petroleum and natural gas pipeline under a public-private partnership arrangement. The projects are aimed at providing Zambia with alternative sources of petroleum products to complement the existing Tazama pipeline. Speaking during the handover of the Council Clock Park and Unifanga Community Radio Station in Kibombo District, Information and Media Minister Cornelius Mwifa says the initiative is intended to strengthen the operations of Tazama Pipeline Limited and ensure a more reliable fuel supply to meet the country's growing demand.
Cabinet made the following decision. Number one, the construction of the Tanzania Zambia multi product petroleum pipeline and Namibia Zambia refined petroleum and natural gas pipeline. Cabinet approved the construction of the Tanzania Zambia multi product pipeline for its public private partnership arrangement, shareholding structure for the new Tanzania Zambia pipeline, and the construction of the Namibia Zambia refined petroleum and natural gas pipeline through a public-private partnership arrangement.
And Central Province Minister Marasuke Ikimukesa said the Council Truck Park was constructed at a total cost of $720,000, while the Nkanga Community Radio Station was built at a cost of $850,000 using funds from the Constituency Development Fund.
To discuss with the family in order to bring our dear brother.
The consortium of civil society organizations and government and constitutionalism has said the Electoral Commission of Zambia can ensure that provincial consultations during the delimitation exercise consider the population of registered voters alongside surface area, population density, and other constitutional factors. Consortium Secretary Arthur Mirinda said this approach would promote genuine approximate equality and reduce incentives for the deliberate creation of constituencies with smaller voter populations for political advantage. Mr. Mirinda has stated that provincial consultative meetings should include participants capable of making evidence-based submissions grounded in statistical and technical understanding, while also considering the need to balance voter populations across constituencies. He further urged the Commission to provide clearer guidance on the possible number of constituencies to be allocated to a province in order to narrow decision making and implement rational recommendations.
The Commission should be explicitly required that the provincial constituency consultations take into account the population of registered voters along the surface area, general population density, and other relevant constitutional factors. We also see provincial consultation meetings should include participants capable of making evidence-based submissions grounded in statistical and technical understanding and taking into account the need to balance
government says that 4.6 million learners are now benefiting from the school teaching program, with coverage expanded across 116 districts nationwide. Education Minister Douglas Chakalima said evidence from across the district shows improvement in enrollment, attendance and retention, particularly in communities facing the greatest vulnerabilities. Teaching green and high level stakeholders meeting to strengthen the National School Feeding Program in Cabo, Mr. Chakalima said as the program grows, the nature of the challenge also changes, adding that scaling up investment requires a stronger alignment across policy, financing, operations and oversight.
As a country, we achieved net new progress. 4.6 million learners are now benefiting from school meals. And I'm told now we are close to 5 million children enjoying the school feeding. In coverage that we expanded across 116 districts, evidence from our own district shows improvement in enrollment, attendance and retention, particularly in communities facing the greatest vulnerabilities. These gains matter and deserve recognition.
And Teacher Education Public Affairs Director Shalom Ndiku said the convening is timely and necessary as it provides a platform to align efforts, harmonize approaches and build trust across sectors, allowing stakeholders to move from fragmented interventions towards a coherent, nationally aimed school feeding ecosystem.
This convening is therefore timely and necessary. It provides a platform for us to align our efforts, to harmonize our approaches and build trust across the sector. It allows us to move towards a more coherent, nationally owned school feeding sector. As Chief of Education, we are here to appreciate the strides that have been made by the government and its partners. And I must say that on this African continent, there are few countries that have done as much as Zambia has done and speaking to nearly cover its entire population, to nearly cover a significant majority of the country. And even we as Kenya need to achieve this goal. So I believe for that we deserve it.
Meanwhile, the school program country director, Sisi Kabasuga, said the WFP is empowered by the government's full ownership of the program, noting that Zambia continues to be admired globally for its strong political commitment, innovative approaches,